This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
A massive update to Austin's floodplain maps puts about 3,000 properties at higher risk of flooding than previously thought. As KUT's Mose Bushel reports, some parts of town where that new risk is most concentrated are the same places where the city's already spent millions building flood walls and drainage to try and hold back the water.
The day I met Noemi Everett and her neighbor Franklin Andrew in East Austin's Las Cimas neighborhood, they were trying to finish mowing before the rain clouds moved in. But they were happy to take a break and share memories of a time when unruly grass was the least of this neighborhood's concerns.
As soon as it used to rain in this area, no traffic could come down this area. And all the residents had to stay in until the water drained down.
Me and my kids, we used to push people out of the water. My kids were teenagers and we would just go and push all the cars back off of the water part so they can get on the street and get going again.
So to protect life and property, the city improved drainage here. And in 2004, it built the Crystal Brook Flood Wall on Walnut Creek running along the neighborhood. The final price tag was around $15 million, and it worked.
They did a great improvement.
It's become a very boring, dry neighborhood.
That project took around 175 houses here out of the 100-year floodplain. That's a high-risk area where there are extra permitting and building requirements for homeowners. In these floodplains, you also usually need flood insurance if you want a mortgage. Everett remembers before the flood wall went up, insurance cost her around $500 a year.
$500 a year is a lot for those of us that don't make that much money.
But now, the city says she might want to get it again. That's because 14 years after the Crystal Brook flood wall was built, these properties in Las Cimas are going back in the floodplain.
Yeah, so it all ties back to the new rainfall data.
Pam Kerfoot is the engineer in charge of creek flooding for Austin's Watershed Protection Department. She says a new National Weather Service study called Atlas 14 added about a quarter century worth of rainfall data to local weather models that showed heavier rains around Austin are more common than we thought, which means the Crystal Brook Wall, built to fight flooding, used rainfall assumptions that are now wrong.
Yeah, the walls were designed for this 100-year flood level. And what we know through Atlas 14 is, based on the rainfall alone, that we are, slightly more likely to have a rainfall event of that size that would cause that wall to overtop.
It's not just in Las Cimas. In Dove Springs in southeast Austin, hundreds of homes near the $8 million Creek Bend flood wall are also back in the floodplain.
This is a pretty dramatic change to the rainfall amount, probably one of the most dramatic that we've ever seen.
The city's put up a website to show people what their new risk is. That map isn't final. It will be revised in 2 years. But Kerfoot says if you're in a floodplain now, you should not assume that update will bring you any good news.
I would encourage everybody to talk to their insurance agents and consider flood insurance.
But back in the Las Cimas neighborhood, Noemi Everett says she probably won't. After all, the flood wall has been working since they put it up 14 years ago.
If I was concerned about flooding here, I would definitely have it. But I'm not concerned at all about it.
Well, experts say she should be. They say the flood wall has worked so far, but someday a storm will come that's strong enough to put water over the wall. And these new maps predict that storm may come sooner than we thought. Mose Bushel, KUT News.